everybody. Johnny Storm, don't speak. Well, there's another story that you shouldn't speak about in dealing with these new VCs over on don'tspeaknews.com. Not going to say any more about it than that, but it's up over at don'tspeaknews.com as we speak. So go check it out. It's definitely worth your time. All right. China authorizes Coast Guard to fire on foreign vessels if needed. So China passed a law on Friday. Gee, how convenient, since the U.S. carrier group has just entered the South China Sea. But China passed a law on Friday for the first time that explicitly allows its Coast Guard to fire on foreign vessels, a move that could make the contested waters around China more choppy. How clever. China has maritime sovereignty disputes with Japan in the East China Sea and with several Southeast Asian countries in the South China Sea, including, I would say, Vietnam, Philippines, and so on. It has sent its Coast Guard to chase away fishing vessels from the other countries, sometimes resulting in the sinking of these vessels. So China's top legislative body, the National People's Congress Standing Committee, passed the Coast Guard law on Friday, according to state media reports. According to a draft wording of the bill published earlier, the Coast Guard is allowed to use all necessary means to stop or prevent threats from foreign vessels. And like I said, how convenient, since the U.S. carrier group has just entered the South China Sea amid Taiwan tensions, primarily because of all these aircraft incursions that have been going on, but we'll get to that next. So a U.S. aircraft carrier led by the USS Theodore Roosevelt entered the South China Sea to promote freedom of the seas, which is their usual mantra, so that hasn't changed no matter who the boss is. And the U.S. military said on Sunday, at a time when tensions with China and Taiwan have raised concern in Washington. U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said in a statement, the strike group entered the South China Sea on Saturday, the same day Taiwan reported a large incursion of Chinese bombers and fighter jets into its air defense identification zone in the vicinity of the Pratas Islands. The U.S. military said the carrier strike group was in the South China Sea, a large part of which is claimed by China, to conduct routine operations to ensure freedom of the seas, build partnerships that foster maritime security. So there you go. At the same time, 15 Chinese aircraft entered Taiwan air defense zone for a second day. So it happened yesterday too, with about half the amount of aircraft, 8, I believe, as U.S. carrier Roosevelt approaches, as I just showed you. So during the final months of the Trump administration, Chinese military exercises near Taiwan grew as part of the tit-for-tat escalation of Washington moves in support of the self-declared republic. However, in a show of preemptive force against the new Biden administration, which echoed Mike Pompeo in accusing China of committing genocide against the Uyghurs, an allegation Beijing will not gloss over, Chinese hostility in the vicinity of Taiwan have escalated dramatically. And on Sunday, just one day after China's military undertook one of the biggest Taiwan flyovers, and just days after following President Joe Biden's entry into the White House, Chinese Air Force planes, including 12 fighter jets, entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone for a second day. As was reported yesterday, China's activities over the weekend mark a ratcheting up, with fighters and bombers being dispatched, rather than just reconnaissance aircraft, as generally had been the case in recent weeks. On Saturday, 8 Chinese bomber planes, 4 fighter jets, and anti-submarine aircraft. One flew into Taiwan's defense zone on Saturday between mainland Taiwan and the Taiwan-controlled Pratas Islands in the South China Sea. Then on Sunday, a further 15 flew into the same airspace. Taiwan's defense ministry said China sent 6 J-10 fighters, 4 J-16s, 2 Su-30s, a Y-8 reconnaissance aircraft, and 2 Y-8 anti-submarine aircraft, adding that Taiwan's Air Force was sent up to respond. And they also had missiles on alert ready to go as well. And here's the incursions. Here's the Pratas Islands. And this is the defense zone surrounding Taiwan. So tit for tat. And now China's authorized their Coast Guard to fire on foreign vessels. So it's a matter of time, folks, a matter of when. And I'm sure they've got it mapped out and when they want to kick this off, but it's anybody's guess. In the meantime, I just wanted to let you know that tensions are definitely ratcheting up, especially with these sorties going right into their air defense zone. So I'll keep my eyes on it as always. Also, in a follow-up to an earlier story I did today, Tulsi Gabbard says this domestic terrorism bill is targeting almost half the country. And in particular, she's concerned about how we define so-called extremism here in America. She said it's dangerous, as you guys have been talking about. She was on Fox News primetime. This is an issue that all Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Independents should be extremely concerned about, especially because we don't have to guess about where this goes or how this ends. Indeed, with more abuse of our rights, more abuse of the citizenry. She continued, when you have former CIA Director John Brennan openly talking about how he's spoken with or heard from appointees and nominees in the Biden administration, we're already starting to look across the country for these types of movements similar to the insurgencies they've seen overseas, that in his words, he says makes up this unholy alliance of religious extremists, racists, bigots. He lists a few others, and at the end, even libertarians. She said her concern lies in how officials will define the characteristics they're searching for in potential threats. Indeed, who defines it and how do they define it? It's going to be some nameless bureaucrats and some czar's office somewhere in Washington, D.C. And the goal here, as she talks about, are Christians, evangelicals. What is a religious extremist, she asks. Is it somebody who's pro-life? Where do you take this? Indeed. And like I said early in the earlier story, they're trying to basically criminalize free speech by saying it can incite violence. So that, along with CIA director, former CIA director John Brennan, talking about, you know, he's comparing these domestic incidents, comparing us, those of us who love freedom and don't want the New World Order, want nothing to do with it. He's comparing us to the Mujahideen and religious extremists overseas, calling us an unholy alliance. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But that's how they're framing it all. So I thought I'd show you this follow-up that I found after I posted the video earlier today, because it goes along with the wars, rumors of wars. But these aren't rumors. These are bills that they're considering, and they call it Patriot Act 2.0. And the target, patriots and Christians primarily, guaranteed. And Trump supporters, I guess. You could throw them in there too. Anyway, you get the point. Just wanted to follow up. And I'll keep my eyes on things as always. Don't forget, home base as always, don'tspeaknews.com. Contact me, everything else through there. And that's where I put the stories that we just can't speak about here on YouTube any longer. And if you'd like to support the channel, the donation tab is here. All the links to do so are right there. You want to contact me and send me some stories. The two email addresses are right here. We have Gmail and Proton Mail, which is encrypted. Don'tspeaknews.com, which is home base. All right. Make sure and check out that story I posted just a little bit ago that I can't talk about here on YouTube. And I'll keep my eyes on this China situation as always. God bless. Take care. Johnny Storm. Don't speak.